Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. My dear sister and sisters and brother of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the third stanza of Luther's hymn on the Apostles' Creed, we confess the Holy Spirit, giver, as Luther says, of sweet grace and comfort. This Spirit living in eternal glory with the Father and the Son. Following those words about the Holy Spirit, there is this economically illuminating little sentence, who through the church, his own creation, keeps in unity of spirit, here forgiveness and salvation daily come through Jesus' merit. All flesh shall rise and we shall be in bliss with God eternally. Today, with the celebration of the Confession of St. Peter, I'm going to preach to you about the church and the confession. Today we begin the octave of prayer for church unity. The unity of the church is one of the mysteries of the redemption that God has worked. The mystery of his most wonderful love. That is, the keenest and kindest and deepest thought of God's love toward us is the creation of this company in union with himself, by union with his Son, the eternal Word made flesh, and therefore we are designed to live forever in fellowship with each other in Jesus our Lord. From God the Father, virgin born, to us this only Son came down, by birth the flock to consecrate, and the faithful to regenerate. For this is the God who gives us a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is to say that the mystery of the union of the church is the mystery of this Son of God crucified and in his burial going into the very center of hell to proclaim his victory as the one who rose from the dead. He went to the heart of death and condemnation, to the power of evil, and there, in his victory as the crucified one, declared that that power was broken. So Jesus rips us free from our union with sin and death, and he marries us in purity and life to himself. He has delivered us from wrath and condemnation, and picked us up and carried us over into God's favor, the freedom of the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. This work is the word of the gospel. For he who announced his victory in the heart of hell rose from the dead and preached peace to us. And he gave apostles and prophets and evangelists who created in his word that holy church, that company. So this work of the gospel is preached throughout the world. And what it does is it gathers the scattered people from all nations into one holy company. That is the church. Jesus Christ is the center of that company, just as he is the head of that company. Christ Jesus is the rock on which that church is built, the keystone that holds it all together. Thus, Jesus, this one in the middle of the church, holding all things together, is the one who unites us into the life of that blessed Holy Trinity. In our text today, the Holy Gospel, this Jesus stands in the middle of his disciples as a questioner. He says, who do men say that I am, and who do you say that I am? The word of our salvation, this Jesus, addressed to us by the Creator God, is the man now who raises the question. Because this man was rejected by the builders of the kingdom, and this man is the one who has the name, the only name whereby we are to be saved. He stands in the middle of the congregation. For the mystery of that union with God is not known except through the preaching of the apostles and prophets. No one can know it by might of mind, morals, or magic, neither by the power of philosophy or religion. It is a revealed deed in the Word that makes it so. For this sole begotten and beloved Son is the one who came to live in our midst He is full of grace and truth, so much so that of him we have all received grace upon grace. The revelation of that mystery, that union in him, that sweet and blessed communion, is one of the great blessings that God gives. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. The Word of God, who came in the flesh, is the one who asks us to confess him. First, his question is set in the middle of what everyone else is saying, the middle of our religious world. Who do men say that I am? There he is, in the middle of that. And there are many religious opinions, many religious claims, many beliefs at work in the world, and many human opinions in the human mind and heart. But for the church, the Word of God is addressed to us in Jesus Christ, calling for a confession that this is God's Messiah, the man of God's own giving. There is no other name for salvation. So church is confession. As the head of the church exists in the middle, this word that we hear calls us to respond. So church is confession. She says what she hears because she is what she hears. To be church is to confess the name of that one who is given to her, preached to her, believed by her. She doesn't have any other thing to say. The church has no words of her own to make up. She will always confess what she hears. She has no ideas of her own to promote. She will only be proclaiming what she has heard. She has no programs of her own devising to save mankind or rescue humanity from sin and death or make a better world or bring in the kingdom of God. She has one way, the preaching of the cross. That is what she has heard. As the Word of God, Christ our Lord, that keystone, stands in the middle of the church, so confession stands in the middle of the church. In this she is blessed. Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, son of John. You have not had this by flesh and blood. It has been revealed to you by my Father in heaven. God alone does this work. Thus the glory, all glory, is God alone. And that's what the church says. To God alone be the glory. Confession can only repeat what is heard. Confession praises what is heard. Confession preaches what is heard. Confession lives on what is heard. Confession adores him who calls her to confess. The confessing church is the answer to Jesus' prayer. The night, after he had celebrated the sacrament and started walking toward Gethsemane, he prayed that they may be one, Father, even as we are one. You in me and I in you, that they may be one in us. You are the consequence of his work and his prayer. He is the one who binds us into the unity with God himself. It is the unity of the life in the triune God. Church, the confessing church, binds herself to him in saying what she hears, the way he binds her to him in speaking to her. This rock, the word heard and the word confessed, is the display that hell itself has been ravished and locked, and heaven itself open and filled. Church is God's display to the world that Jesus is Messiah, the Christ sent by the Father. Church, in unity with him, is the exhibit that he is true Messiah. God creates the church. Church is created by that word and for that word, that they may believe through their word, Jesus prayed. From his prayer, we learn what the keys are for. Crushed and broken sinners, poor and helpless, are set free. The door that locks them in death is opened. The condemnation that binds them in slavery is released. Those who desire, believe, or seek another way, another name to salvation, are bound in that death and sin until they too are brought to Him who freely gives life and salvation. The keys are for opening and closing. They are not decorations, a kind of logo to embellish the instruments of power plays. The keys are not authorization for us to make up some patterns of human behavior which conform to our religious schemes, or to make up doctrines which are pleasing and acceptable at the time and for the fancies of that time. The keys open the door of bondage to prison sinners who are caught tight, who cannot escape, even though they may wish it with all their hearts. The keys open the door to hell so that we may enter life and heaven. For they are keys that open that door to heaven to receive in joy those sinners who are crushed and broken in heart and who have been called to trust Him, to confess Him as the one from God. He who is our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, holds in His hands the keys of death and hell. And when He locks hell, nobody can get it open. When He opens heaven, nobody can get it shut. The church is the mystery of this word at work. She is the one who keeps these keys because she can say only what she hears. The keys may not change. If they do change shape, they don't work anymore. Now, as our Lord Jesus walked that night from the Last Supper toward Gethsemane, He prayed. He prayed for the Father to glorify Him as He was glorifying His Father. He prayed for the Father to keep those who have been given to Him, and He asked the Father to hallow and keep them in the truth of that word He had given them in the sacred name He revealed to them. He prayed for us who would believe in Him through their word, and for all this, He prayed that through them the world might know the Father God and the one whom He had sent. What shall the church be doing then today in our time? Shall we not, as the priests of this high priest company, this great and praying priest, shall we not learn to be obedient and faithful priests? Shall we not learn to pray as He prays, crying out to God in prayer that He keep us in unity with Himself and with each other? Shall we let Him off to say His prayers alone? Or is He high priest over the company of priests, the baptized believers? Then if He is, as He most certainly is, we are the ones who are united with Him in prayer. Shall we not cry to God to glorify His name among us, to keep us in the truth, that His church, the ground and pillar of truth, make clear to the world the mystery of His death? Even in her dying, she shall reveal that He is living. For His death bears fully the whole condemnation of God. And out of His death, He brought the resurrection. This is the life that gives us life from the dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who is the head, the center, the word in the middle. This word is to be believed, confessed, and preached boldly to all the earth. Shall we not then, who are the church, be the church and pray that this word is fruitful here and everywhere? The peace of the Lord Jesus be with all of you.